Hey, Nico.
Hey, Con.
I love you.
I love you.
No homo.
A little bit of homo for me.
Just a little?
Just a smidge. From two guys who were never part of the boys club, we want to welcome you to ours.
Welcome to Boys Club.
This is our podcast.
About boys.
And about other things.
Like their clubs.
And the things we were a part of.
Hockey.
And we're not a part of.
Bagels.
Wait, did you say we were a part of hockey?
No, I wasn't.
Me neither. Welcome to the club, boys.
Grab a bagel.
Connor's like, what do boys eat?
My feelings.
I was thinking about it on the bike ride here.
No strap. Oh, yeah. We were already in.
Yeah.
So you rode a bike here with a helmet?
I did.
Great.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody can hear themselves.
Can I speak frankly?
Yeah. Are we ready to start?
Are you ready? Do you want to do it?
Let's do it.
Let's just get into it.
Let's get right into it. What's up, Connor?
How are you doing?
We have a guest today.
We got a guest back. Feedback heard loud and clear. Nobody liked when it was just the two of us. See, people do try to keep us apart because like both of us could sell out an hour, frankly. But
frankly?
Like set together, people do not want to come to our show. I'll be honest, they don't. They don't. We're annoying together. I think that our height disparity is off-putting.
Wow. Sometimes. We have said before, well, you've said before, but I do agree that, what did you say? If we swapped heights, we wouldn't be friends.
Well, I think that if
I was the taller one, our vibes would be so different.
Same
personality, but swapped heights.
And I'm going to take that a step further. If my voice was lower and you were my height,
uh-huh.
I think that we would have a TV show. We wouldn't be here. I do. I think we'd already have a TV show. And I think that it wouldn't have taken so long.
Sure. Fair.
But you can't have everything, and I think that it's good to have something relatable about you, like a gay, ugly voice, or that you're like
no,
a little short.
No, a beautiful voice.
I do love your height, and I think you wear it
and
really
I love
well.
Your voice, and I think you wear it really well.
Okay, whatever. And like, I'm not sensitive about my voice, but it is just like, oh, it keeps being like this, and like, it just isn't changing.
Wherever you go, there you are.
So I'll be honest with you, last week I did try to code switch on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what would happen? Because I Googled how to get rid of gay voice, and it was just like, talk slower.
And AI said, Connor, stop asking.
Well, Reddit said if you just talk slower, it will kind of go away.
Yeah.
So, but then I didn't really sound like myself on the pod last week, and I feel like I got less out because I was talking so slow.
Well, for what it's worth, I love your voice.
Seriously. My dad says that it's not that gay.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely gayer.
Yeah, he named people that were gayer. He's like, I think this person has a gayer voice and this person has a gayer voice.
Good for him for knowing that many gay
people. He
actually
said, are you alone? And then I said, yes. And he said, well, I think this person has a gayer voice.
And he said, me.
Not you. No, your voice is incredibly straight. It's like kind of scary and stressful and off-putting sometimes.
Wow, okay.
I love your height. I think you wear it really well.
Thank you.
Like God keeps making more 5'5 men at an alarming rate. They're popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think that's good. And that's all I'll say about that.
Okay. Should we bring our guest in?
Yes.
Boys, our guest is a return guest. We love her so much. She is a hilarious
comedian.
She's
nice to me.
She's an actor. She's
nice
a model.
To me
she's gorgeous.
She nothing in return.
We love her.
She gets to do an unpaid podcast in the middle of the day that she biked to from her home, putting her life on the line to get here.
Yeah, for this podcast. Boys, welcome back to your ears, Rose Kelso.
Hello.
Welcome back, Rose.
Happy to be back.
We're so happy to see you.
Happy to still be a model.
Yes, of course.
There are certain days where I do wish we were visual, and this is that day.
You're That's giving so fall nice. In a big way.
That's so nice. I got this shirt from a thrift store, and my mom, sorry, I pulled the mic closer to my mouth. My mom said I look like a Castle Burger employee.
Where is Castle Burger?
I don't know. I think it's a 70s burger chain.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, that's actually kind of what I'm
you
going
look
for.
Like a, don't bring you up look like you're disorder. Out of a job now.
I'm trying not to bring up my eating disorder, but when I was like 17, I would get those like White Castle.
The little burgers.
The little ones that you Sliders. Just put in the microwave.
Oh, from the store.
Yeah, I was like, we are living large.
Did you guys have Crystal?
Crystal. Wait, Crystal.
You got that Crystal? Yeah. No, Crystal is a burger place. It's very similar to White Castle. It's like small burgers.
No, we did not.
Okay, maybe they're just a southern chain.
We had Cookout, which
love
recently,
Cookout.
I believe Tim Walz walked. I saw a picture of him like going to Cookout, and it's like,
oh my god,
is this not a drive through? Don't they?
Didn't have either of these. On
yeah, Cookout was Cookout all southern. Was definitely a southern chain. We used to go there all the time in college.
Yes,
so good. They have like
corn dogs.
Yeah, they have like the biggest menu.
Hush puppies,
corn dogs, hush puppies.
No, I don't even know what a hush puppy is.
Hush puppies are
hash
a
brown?
Or no, they're no. a deep fried corn ball, like
what
corn, like a deep fried corn muffin ball, basically. Oh. So take a corn muffin
and that's
then
good.
Oh yeah. You know when they would like you in the South? They would like you in the South. They would love your song. So? Your song, when you sell that, you're gonna have to film it probably.
Which
one?
The Jewish one or
the
gun
one where it's like bang bang bang.
Yeah, they would
love I love
that
the
one.
Gun one.
We love the gun
it's
one.
So funny. Nice.
Bring back guys. The gun one.
It is at every single show.
Like I'm just seeing long form with that. Like I feel like it needs more. Like not needs in a bad way.
No. I want to make it really long.
I mean,
I think
serialized.
You should.
That's so nice.
I'm seeing an 8-episode thing that
it would be cool too to see like a long version of that where maybe you're in and out of song, but there's a track behind it the whole time that's like following the narrative of whatever like the longer like the set is. That could be really cool.
Yeah, that's like Too Many Cooks. Okay, yeah. And podcast done. Thank you guys so much.
And Rose has work to do now.
If you're at home and you're like, I don't know what they're talking about, guess where we learn? Then you should have gone to the show.
Yeah,
you should have
come
to the
show.
Come to the show.
Sorry if you're one of our listeners from Germany.
We do have listeners.
We do have listeners in Germany.
Hi.
No, we're all over the globe.
We're global.
We're not like super over indexing anywhere really, but like we're kind of more just like spread even everywhere.
I think that's good. That's like how Christianity started or something.
Yes,
you know?
Just
same thing.
Spreading our wings. Amen. Should we talk about some boys clubs for this week?
Yes. You said that you biked here and I saw you put down. Oh wait, also you look like Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween the movie from 1979.
Great.
Oh yeah!
Did she work at Castle?
You look
Burger?
Like her.
Great.
She is a nanny.
Oh,
so it's kind of the other line of work that you can do is nanny or Castle Burger.
Castle Burger
was
worker.
Jamie Lee? No, Jamie Lee wasn't in Scream. Different movie.
No,
she's in the original Halloween, and then all the other Halloweens too, right?
All the
Halloweens. I just watched the more recent Halloween. It was it, not bad
with Courtney Cox.
No,
that's Scream. You're that's right. Scream. I'm sorry. It was so confusing.
Damn.
The same.
They do have a very, in my mind, they occupy a similar.
Well, I'm just like kind of confused because like Scream is supposed to be like haha of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And then Scary Movie is supposed to be like haha of Scream. And it's like, you can't be a haha of a haha. I'm so confused by that.
A parody of a parody.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's a hat on a hat. I agree. I never saw the Scary Movie. Did you?
No, you know I watched Epic Movie. That was like kind of brain altering.
They were doing lots of parody movies. I feel like there was a time where that was happening.
That was a
really
good time.
Big.
That was a good time.
But like now it's, I feel like just write us a good movie. You know what I mean? Just give us a good fucking movie.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Jesus. Like Jesus. There's nothing to even parody at this. Like, I don't know. It all feels like a parody.
Fair.
I'm so happy you're here.
Me too.
I just, one time I dated this guy who said we have to stop talking about the relationship and just be in the relationship. And I feel like that's like when I tell you that I'm so happy you're here. I do miss that.
I have a boys club we can start off with.
Oh my God.
Great line reading. Oh my God. Okay, so I did an in-person audition today, which is the first ever in-person audition I've done. I've only ever done self-tapes to no avail. But I did an in-person audition today for no avail yet.
Those things take a long time
for a theater piece, which would be very cool to be a part of. But I was at this like casting studio in, like Hell's Kitchen-y sort of area, mm-hmm. Midtown West kind
of area.
You
got off at Times Square.
No, I got off by Penn Station. So whatever that is.
34.
That's even worse.
It's like the worst part of town by Madison Square Garden. Yeah. But anyway, so I'm up there. Waiting. The whole like wing of this is like a casting studio, and so there's also people holding auditions for like the dance parts in a Hairspray production that's going on a cruise.
Oh God, save those people!
So I was like, I was like so grateful that I only had to say lines and I didn't also have to dance.
Yeah,
because I was watching all these sweaty people come out middle of the day. They're out there sweating, learning choreography to Hairspray music over and over and over and over again. And I was just like, damn, I've never been more grateful that I wasn't a Broadway dancer.
Well, Nico, what I'll say to you is, you know, my theory about theater people is that it breaks you down worse because so much of what happens with theater is like, you can't have a job and do theater. Like, I think that world is really hard because they're auditioning like actually all day long. Whereas when you're a comedian, you're just like, so much of that does live at nighttime or kind of like at any time.
That's so true.
And so those people that they were like such a star at their high school and also at their BFA program. And then they move here and they're like, what do you mean we can't even have a job or work at Lululemon, but we have to audition all day to no avail?
Yeah.
And then they
for Hairspray the musical on Royal Caribbean cruises.
I know. It's like your
best case scenario, you're doing this on a cruise.
Oh God. And I've been to sea. And it's
Yeah, you have.
It was the worst experience of my literal life.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
Entertainment on sea.
We might have to cut this because people are talking a lot about Puerto Rico right now. And I disagree with all those people, but I will say now my lowest did happen to be in Puerto Rico. Which is kind of a weird thing to experience.
But
right
at
now.
Least you know that that has everything to do with you and nothing to do with Puerto Rico.
I don't think it's a garbage can, but there are too many gay people there. And I think they shouldn't be letting gay boats leave from there.
That's what Tony was talking about.
Yeah, he was
That's
trying
what to. He meant.
I think the only thing he missed really was that there's too many gay people in Puerto Rico. I'm kind of shocked he didn't say something like
that. He should have been more clear.
Yeah. For anybody who didn't catch the news, there is a, I mean, we can put comedian in quotes, this 40-year-old man who self-identifies as a comedian and is an alt-right speaker, did some horrible jokes at a Trump rally in at Madison Square Garden.
If you're thinking about adding a comedian to your event, your cruise, your fascist rally, your work, honestly, also a work retreat, probably don't. Like, I think a comedian doesn't, people think it jazzes the vibe up. No. It doesn't. There's a time and a place. And
yeah.
The place is a comedy show.
It's not like a magician, you know?
Right.
Like, I feel like you want a magician for that. You don't want a comedian.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, magician, right, a DJ, something else.
An earnest speaker.
A guy who does like airbrush t-shirts.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you're looking for.
You know what the people probably often would want? Take the money you were going to pay the comedian, split it up among the folks working there.
Totally.
So true.
Hand them a $50 bill and tell them they don't have to stay for the hour.
Someone holding a bird was big. A yo-yo guy. Remember the yo-yo salesman?
Yes.
That would come to school?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they would have like that pamphlet of all the yo-yos that you could get.
Someone
and there was like light up ones.
If all of this was at a Trump rally, I think he'd win by a landslide.
Totally.
You know, if there were airbrush
honestly should have done airbrush t-shirts over that.
Yeah, over that. Just like one guy's up there and he's like,
I know. Because it is like, you're trying to unite people over a fear of birds. Like,
yeah, oh, so true. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what it should have been. Everyone,
like, who wants to hold the falcon?
Yes, or the magic of yo-yo. Remember there was like, I think there was a trick book as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
all the tricks
there
you
sure
could
was.
Do.
Yeah.
I was never good at it, nor frankly impressed by it. Yeah. like, I'm a thinker.
That's a boys club.
That is.
Yes.
Yo-yo
club.
Yo-yo club.
Did you have yo-yo?
No.
Could you yo-yo?
No, but my brother was really good at it. A boy in my life.
I can only, and then it comes back up.
I can't even do that.
Yeah.
Walk the dog.
Yeah.
Yes, when they would walk the dog and it's
that
like,
and like
that was the only
sack.
Trick. Yeah.
Hacky
I couldn't
sack
hacky sack either.
That's
yeah.
That's a whole thing.
Gordo on mm-hmm. Lizzie McGuire was a well, hacky sack boy.
That's a boy.
Wait,
boy.
I've got another one I've been thinking of on that line. Slackline guys.
Wow, that's so true.
Slackline guys. That's I can't believe we haven't talked about that yet.
Is that someone who sets it up by tree?
Yes. So they take those like
by tree.
By tree or by candlelight, sir. It's like those I don't even know what you would call it, a slack line. It's like just a thing you
walk
can walk
on.
It? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like
and
on
it's
the
between
quad.
The trees.
That feels like a college thing to
Big
do.
Big time college thing. But I see them in the parks in New York sometimes too. Because college is a state of mind.
In college, I bet that I was like, those are losers. And now it's like, yeah, you're so great just getting fucked up all the time, not doing anything for anyone other than yourself. And these guys are actually like doing something beautiful, which is walking above air, like defying gravity. Like,
well,
grow
not
up.
Defying gravity, but.
In fact, maybe embracing gravity.
Embracing gravity to stand on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you ever see those people, they like jump on them and they like, and they do flips and stuff?
You know, I haven't seen the tricks.
Yeah, people will do like. Like they'll either fall like flat on their stomach on it and then like bounce back up because they're kind of like taut, so they are almost like sort of trampoline like at times.
Oh my god!
Oh.
Yeah,
they should just do gymnastics.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we need more men on the team.
Yeah,
you know
what I will say is, so in college, before spring break, I had broken my tibia. And it was just a stress fracture, a hairline mm-hmm. fracture.
Is that from overuse or did you get hit?
Overuse. I was never hit, shockingly. I was never hit. Never hit. But then my I posted a picture of me on the quad looking cute or something. And it said, spring in my step and a break in my tibia. Which is for spring break.
I also broke my tibia in June.
Oh
that was
God.
What I broke.
Can we say it?
Whole Foods, yeah, you can say it.
Jeff Bezos, if you're listening, this is your last warning.
Your last warning.
Don't say where you live, but what Whole Foods? Was it Bowery?
Don't say where I live.
Don't say where you live. Well, I don't want people are so weird.
Oh, well, I mean, it's not even, Bryant Park, which is not near where I live.
That's crazy that you've ever been there. I can't even picture you there.
Yeah. I know.
I know the exact Whole Foods you're talking about.
Well, it just so happens that my my OCD therapist is right down the street.
Beautiful.
And so isn't that gorgeous? And so I went from her office to Whole Foods to get dinner before I had to go down to a red carpet for Tribeca. I was working there.
Oh my
it
God.
Was not a glamorous job. It was like bombarding famous people with questions who yeah. did not you want know to what?
The movie is going to be about you. And I know I said that last time, but it's true. No one makes a movie about the person it. On the red carpet. They're making a movie about the interesting, complicated
who
woman.
Who just broke her fibia.
Broke yeah. her. Yeah. I don't want it to...
I've oh, tibia.
I just never had anything to teach you before. It's
well,
weird.
Sorry know. That they're basically the no, same word.
But bro, you're not wrong in that it's tibia and fibula, and I broke both.
Fibula.
Wait, can I hear you talk slower?
Yeah.
I just want to see. Oh, no.
So it's
I
the
hate
tibia
it.
And it's the fibula.
Ew, that's not you.
It's not you.
But
it's
could it you. Be?
No,
could it be?
No.
What if actually I was gayer to make other people like me when in reality I was fighting this demon that I might just be normal?
So you think that you became gay as a strategy to exceed expectations in this world?
Sometimes when you're gay, it's just so obvious and been clear to everybody who you are, including but not limited to yourself.
Mm.
And when it's wow. like you're like not just something that can be put in a box, it's more like, who am I? Kind of yeah. like when I got sober, I was like, the further I got from my sobriety date, it was more like, now I really need to figure out who I am, because just like, just getting sober isn't enough anymore.
Right, right.
I just found, wait, on the topic of, well, I guess my mind is going here, but on the topic of law, I just found out yesterday, I had to go back through my legal name change paperwork for something I had to, for my 401k, yada, yada, boring. But I, for the first time, realized that the case is called Carney versus Carney. I was like, what?
Wait, that's so funny.
I was like, that's not it's me versus nobody. It was just yeah. I'm just trying to get my name changed.
That's like a Soul so Cycle funny. Where it's like, it's not Gracie Abrams versus Taylor Swift. It's Gracie Abrams embracing Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It's them working together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stop.
They love to do verses at Soul Cycle.
Yeah, I don't go there anymore because I realized that it didn't really do anything for my body, and sometimes it made my mind better, but it made me tired. So I no longer want to go there. And sometimes it's like, just be 30. Just cut that. It's like, just like it's okay to sit still and look at the wall sometimes.
Right.
We don't always have to be in
Jinx.
Movement.
Jinx.
Jinx, you literally owe me a soda.
Rose, wow.
Wow.
We're on the same page.
Yeah, triple kill.
So I know you don't like Taylor Swift, but...
Did I say that?
I
guess
tell.
I did. Yeah,
I can
you can tell.
Tell.
I'm not the biggest fan.
Yeah.
I like her disciples.
that's a rare take.
No, like Sabrina. Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, I thought you meant her like
fans?
Her fans.
No.
I was like, wow, rare take.
Yeah.
Hmm? Who else would you call a disciple?
Chapel, maybe? Olivia?
I guess Olivia, right?
Ooh.
Maybe I just like
in
Olivia.
A Judas kind of way.
Judas.
To really get into the Olivia and Taylor Swift are at odds.
Really?
Oh, no. Oh,
yes.
No.
Do you guys not read Reddit?
No.
I have a whole joke about it. Do you not read me? Do you not listen to my comedy? I have a whole joke about it that somehow is about douching. I don't even know how it becomes about this.
Fascinating.
Oh,
yeah, it's like
what a left turn.
Yeah. Like a pretty complicated comedian. Can't be.
You're
can't
weaving be stories together.
The weave. That's the weave.
Wait, I had something I was gonna say. I'm sorry to say, but about the election. What was it? Oh, this is okay. I was talking to Maddie last night. We were just talking about, like, on the topic of identity and sobriety and who am I gonna be and whatever.
Totally.
I was saying to Maddie, it's so interesting. Like, I feel like when you're a young queer person and like other young people, a lot of the times they'll say things like, oh, like being gay is your whole personality, or like say things like that. And it's like, I think what you're clocking is just that I have a personality and like something that about me that I'm embracing.
I just got chills.
And then it's crazy to me that these people then like some, not all of them, but some people will then grow up to crave identity and community in some way. And they find themselves turning into being a Trumper.
I can't even speak right now.
It's like,
I thought about this today,
fuck?
Literally at the gym. I was at the gym and I was like, it's actually good that I would never even, I could not get into hot water over making a Puerto Rico joke because I've never made a joke that's not kind of more just about me. Like, but like we have so much in our own selves to speak of that like we
yeah.
are, that's the thing with being an identity comedian is that you're going to just talk about yourself the whole time.
Yeah.
Which it's like hard to get canceled for just kind of talking about you.
Yeah.
Just doing you.
I mean, but like, what else are you going to talk about? Like, I don't want to hear someone's take on something that we've all... You know, I'm like,
yes.
unless you're a fucking
yeah.
master of the field,
yes.
like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's also so rare to me that, like, especially these days, comics who try to do really topical stuff. Like, I can see it working if you're trying to, like, just post a reel today about a joke from today. But that's, like, the point of it. Mm-hmm. But, like, people who try to get, like, super topical things in their full hour or act, unless it's, like, a really sort of broad take on, like, you know, sexism in general or race things in general that do relate back to your life, if you're just trying to go for, like, the topical things, it's so hard to compete with every person on the internet who has a tweet or a TikTok or anything about it. Yeah. So it's like you're just adding to the noise, and it's really hard to stick out that way.
So
it's much I find audiences would much rather hear about the comic's perspective on their own life.
Mm-hmm. Here's a funny topical idea that I had today when I was walking, though, that I can never say on stage and might not be funny, but I did think about it, and then I was like, well, there's nowhere for this idea to go except for maybe pilot
or the podcast
or this podcast. If Harris wanted to win, theoretically, you could be like, she should be setting up gay villages in the 7 swing states, but you have to put, like, years out. You'd have to make, like, a gay Mecca and be like, Madison, Wisconsin's fucking gay, and, like, make it a good place for gay people to be.
Yeah.
Because the problem is gay people are leaving Madison, Wisconsin, and wouldn't it be way easier to win if they had a boys' town, you know?
Mm. Wow.
And, like, a big gay club.
Yeah.
Happening gay scene.
Yeah. And you know people would sneak off to there, you know, like the farmers.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
Yes.
I gotta go out for
I gotta go up to the club.
I thought I wrote a joke, but I actually just wrote urban planning policy. Sorry.
You're reverse gerrymandering.
I was gonna say that was a boys'
Jerry
club.
And gerrymandering.
That's a brilliant thought. A genius thought that I had.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. Sorry, I jumped in.
No, so please.
Rose, are you kidding me? Do you feel like we're taking over your episode?
No. No.
It's no. So weird to be on this couch with you. Go on.
I love being on this couch with you.
I really like it. I really do.
I was going to say a boys club that I was thinking of on the bike here. And I was like, maybe it's not a boys club. Maybe it's just a type of man. But I was like, I think it would be really nice to be like a big, simple farmer from the middle of America who like loves his big wife, you know?
Totally.
Like that's what I want. Like it's me and Darlene. Mm-hmm. Like I just feel like that is
of course
life.
Mm-hmm. My version of that really is good. Like a fisherman in a small fishing town in Boston.
Yes.
Where he doesn't know what the time of day is.
I think that's an amazing boys club to mm-hmm. be a part of.
Did you ever do the artist way?
Yeah, for like a week.
Totally. Did you get to the part where it was like, imagine your life like as something else, but like you're still you and you're still born in the same circumstances, mm-hmm. but you made different choices. Like where else would you be? Like what would you be doing?
Oh, very interesting.
And my thing was, yeah. I would always go to like, I just like want to fish in Boston and
yeah.
like feed my family. And like, that's kind of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd love that.
I would like to see the changes in your life that it would take to make you a fisherman in Boston who's feeding his family.
Yeah.
I know alcoholism took this from me.
That was the only difference.
There's something crazy about being the first sober person in your family other than maybe an estranged uncle. Like a great uncle, Uncle Dan's, whatever. And so like, but it's weird because you're like, wow, we always talk about economic mobility. What about me getting sober
yeah.
as well? Everybody else is just like a drunk mess. And it's like, no, I'm here.
Mm.
I'm here. I'm queer. And I'm sober.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know.
And you gave up your dream of fishing in a village.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. That's not your life.
No, fishing. I think that I think that we all have this curse. And the curse is a dream. And like,
holy fuck.
Wow.
It's almost like the curse is the dream and then the gift is the possibility. Like we wake up every day with mm-hmm. this beautiful thing called possibility. But I think that the people that don't have possibility in general, God willing, don't know because they don't have the dream.
Mm.
So it's like you have the dream and the dream's actually a curse in a way. But then the beauty of it is that the possibility that comes with it.
Yeah.
Right. Except unless the dream is fishing, which it sounds like your dream is in a way.
And it sounds like that's going to be an eternal burden until we can get you up to the Cape.
Yeah.
I guess like to be present, period.
Have you ever fished?
With my dad.
That's a great question.
Because like, I just can't really imagine you just casting a line, if I'm honest.
I think I would just like go with my dad. And like, I don't think I ever did really anything.
Yeah.
But he would have like bait.
It's sad to watch him die, you know, because you watch the life eke out of him and you're like,
I gotta tell you, he was very good. He really didn't catch much.
Oh my God.
He wasn't really good, you said?
We weren't catching much.
Oh.
So I wasn't watching much life be drained.
Damn.
And we were
good.
On the shore also, not like in a boat.
Oh.
Wait, on the topic of animals, one of my kids, 12-ish, brought a mouse that they found in the schoolyard to practice on Monday.
Oh.
11 or 12. I forget how old they are.
A live one?
A live mouse in a shirt, like wrapped in a shirt.
Oh.
Brought it.
Having such different
brought it to practice. And then all the kids were like looking at something. And I'm like, what are y'all doing? Let's go. Time. Like, we got to move on to the next drill. And then they were like, so-and-so brought a mouse. And I was like,
girl, boy. Not to gender.
I don't want to disclose because I don't want to give away any information
course,
about the child.
Of course. That's a very responsible view.
Thank you. And then the next day they come to practice and they're like, they'd clearly been very upset like about something. And so I went to check on them because they're like, maybe early middle school. I was like, you all right? Like, everything okay? And they're like, yeah, I'm okay. And then I find out like 5 minutes later, it was because their mom made them give the mouse away.
Give away to what, the world?
I don't know. Probably back to where it came from. It's a street mouse. That is a New York City mouse.
Give it away. And you give can't it away. Be. Actually, that's genius. Like, get a street mouse and then give it to someone else.
Yeah.
You know,
an
that's
alley
not
mouse,
bad.
Like an alley cat.
Yeah. But I was like, oh no. Please don't bring that to practice. Ugh.
That's so cute. I don't get turned off by mice. I don't.
I think COVID started that way. What you just described.
Well, one of the
like,
other kids was like, that could have diseases. And yes. I was like, thank you.
That child will be an infectious disease doctor, but not the one that I went on two dates with on the Upper West Side who I ghosted, but I made a mistake and I was wrong. And I think about it not infrequently.
And if you're listening, write in.
I was wrong. And I think that your masculinity was intimidating to me.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Big of you.
That happens.
Big of you. What's your fishing?
I actually do remember this prompt, and since I was a child, I always wanted to have a drag club in South Beach, Miami.
Wait, that's the movie. Like,
that's
literally, like,
want.
That's a gorgeous, that's like that Robin Williams.
I was gonna
movie.
Say, that's like the birdcage. Yeah.
Like, no, that's exactly what I want for my life, because my mom grew up in Miami, and then we would go down all the time, and she would take me to South Beach, and I was like, that's what I need.
Yeah.
That's what I need since I was a child.
I also feel like South Beach, like the way it looks in the Birdcage and like, or the way they depict it, it like hasn't changed. It
and
like still is like that 70s, like super bright, colorful Art Deco kind of like, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Did you watch Mary-Kate and Ashley, Any Crime by Dinner Time Will Solve? That
no,
one?
No.
They would go to Miami and one and they sing the song. It's like, we've got to get to Miami. My goodness, my gracious, Miami. It's just the best.
I
cute.
Love that.
Yes.
Cute. I love it.
But I don't like that I took your idea and made it industry.
What?
I took what you wanted to have as your other
life.
Oh,
made it
a
movie?
Made it a movie.
No, I think that's good. I think that's...
Wait, what was I going to say? But I don't think I even knew what drag was as a child, so I'm kind of impressed.
Yeah.
That you knew.
Since I was young... bit the mic. I did, because I kind of grew up around it. It was, like, so amazing to me, and I thought it was genius, and... amazing, and I wanted all of the drag queens to be my best friends.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I have a drag club, then they'll all be my best friends.
Okay, movie. It's like Sister Act, but instead of the nunnery, it's you're running away to drag community.
Yeah.
And pretending to be a drag queen. I don't know if that's offensive or not, but I feel like it's like we're circling back. It's fine. And it's like,
so
you're such
true.
An ally that's like, great. And
it's nuanced. It's gender
it's
bending.
Nuanced.
Also,
yeah.
Could do drag king.
Drag, you could be drag king, and then and you're hiding from. That's how you're hiding from the government.
Love that.
That could
Love
be. That. Oh, you know what? It could be like. It could be like a Some Like It Hot.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Where they're running. Go. When they're running from the mob.
You're
right.
On,
right.
You're on Final Drag. Can we do a three collab on Final Drag?
I tried to be a drag king for a small stint of my early comedy career.
That's so fun.
This was like in 2021. So pretty recently. And my drag persona was Peanut. I should bring him back. But
I love that.
I like kind of hated it. But
wait, so you do like that movie idea?
I love that idea.
Okay, get cracking.
I've never seen a drag. That's not true. Kate Sisk does Luke Ass.
Yes, yes.
And that's really funny. But that's the only drag king performance I've ever seen.
There are also, oh my God, I haven't seen them in so long, but there is like a small coalition of drag kings. Kay James is one.
I feel like I've
and
heard that.
And Vigor Mortis is another.
Fun.
Or maybe it's Victor Mortis. No, it's Vigor, I think. Vigor Mortis. And then I forgot what their coalition is called, but it's something. I don't even know why I'm calling it a
where
coalition.
Do they
it's very
like
official
troop.
Business.
Yeah.
Is the word play? Where do they play?
Yeah. Say it again.
Is the word play? Do they play? Like, does a drag queen
switch
play?
And play? Switch and play.
What's that?
That's the name of their group.
Oh.
Oh my God.
That's like, what I was meaning.
You actually just like you set off a light
helped,
bulb.
This is head. Good interviewing that you helped with that.
Yeah.
Wait, like, do you think we're good interviewers?
Yeah.
Oh. Because I've been thinking a lot about interviewing, what it is.
I think we do more chat podcast than interview.
I think that's better. Interviews yeah. stress me out.
Yeah.
Well, when actually, did you know you were gay?
When did I know?
At the end of this podcast.
Here's what I want to say question. To you.
Yeah.
I feel like the idea that has been brought up that does feel almost overlooked about Sister Act hiding in the drag community in Florida, I think mm-hmm. that actually is a really good outlet for that character with a gun.
Wow.
I feel like that is like there a nice go. Home for that character. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
True.
So
true.
I think it's like, true. Honestly.
And then the switcheroo is that at the end she has a real gun.
And total yes.
For when the mob comes.
Because I'm pretty sure that woman who's on The View, who's that? Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah.
That woman from The View, don't disrespect Whoopi Holy like
isn't
that.
Isn't she running from the police the whole time in that movie?
In Sister Act?
Yeah. Hiding in the
I
nunnery.
I think so, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, I don't know. Yeah, I guess she is.
It's been a minute since I gotta rewatch that. I remember watching that in like fifth grade though and being like, this is fucking genius. Yeah. Like I remember just being like, what is this? This is so funny.
I had a big Whoopi Goldberg stint around that time as yeah. well. Where I like watched Jumping Jack Flash and
oh, I never saw
Sister
that.
Act and Ghost. Like I was just so obsessed with her.
I would love to go back and watch some of her old stand up too. Because yeah. I've never seen her stand up.
She was in Cinderella. One of the Cinderellas.
All right.
I'm sorry, the I just silence. Wanted to contribute so badly. I was like, please contribute.
No, that's great. No, I didn't know.
I think I was only caught off guard by that just because there was no follow-up of like, which one?
Well, I didn't know if it was Brandy, but I didn't want you guys to be like, it's actually not Brandy, and it's weird that you made that connection because it wasn't the Brandy one, but I think it was the Brandy one. I'm not really sure.
Brandy who? Carlisle?
No. Could you imagine a lesbian Cinderella? That would be so interesting.
I kind of just have that name in my head, but I actually don't remember who that is.
Which Cinderella...
Around 2000 was probably the year that it came out.
Okay.
And is that a Philly accent?
This? Oh, wait. Let me do Philly. What's up, Dad? We're going down to shore. We're going to hear says a hooey. Dude, did your dad takes you back? Mine takes me all day. All damn day.
What fucking is love that's that? That's crazy that that's
I love
real.
That little guy.
I know.
Rose.
Down at the hoagie. Down at the shore. Oil? Get the hoagie. Motor oil. Oh my God. I saw somebody, I saw a Kamala ad during the World Series for, no, whatever. They were playing it during the Pittsburgh Steelers game. And it was like a Pittsburgh guy talking about why he's voting for Kamala. And they sound very similar.
Pittsburgh and Philly.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting because they're so, well.
I'm sorry to anybody who's offended by that. I didn't mean anything by it. I know there's a deep rivalry across that state. I just felt like they had a similar, some of the words were kind of similar.
Wait, let's say all of our favorite accents. Baltimore. My favorite is Baltimore because...
Really? Isn't that the same as Philly?
Fascinating.
It's... okay, Baltimore is like, Tracy Turnblad. Oh, my daughter, regular at last. We're going down to Baltimore. In Baltimore. I can actually... That's all I can
how
do.
How much of that is Baltimore and how much is John Travolta?
So true. That's also so true.
I think my favorite accent would be like Irish.
Yeah, wait, Irish is really good. It.
Not for me to do. To hear from somebody else.
British, I'm fucking hard thinking about it. Like, oh my God, I love British.
You know what's funny about British accents, though? They are hot, but if I ever am watching porn and they have a British accent, I'm like out of it. I can't take it.
Wait.
I'm like, this That's is no awesome. Longer serious or real. I'm laughing.
Like, doodly, doodly,
doodly. Literally. Oh, yeah.
This will go down to shore.
Stick it in the bum.
Holy fuck.
Wait, I never send you porn.
That's no, good. I don't think that's something we need to add to our friendship.
See, I can make sense that you don't want me to or that it would be like weird for us. But
I don't think it would be weird if you were sending it with like a purpose, but if just like out of the blue, like just finished, watch this, like, okay.
Sometimes I just think things are so funny where it's like one was like, it's like an election where it's a poll worker.
Oh my like, God,
like
topical
as fuck.
They try
to do them seasonal and then someone walks in and is like, sucking cock on election day? Like what's going on?
Oh, wow.
Raising Wait, awareness and cocks around
this.
The polls.
I haven't seen this.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
I'm now intrigued that it's I want something so topical. I mean, that's
like
amazing.
Sometimes there are just such funny choices made.
Something that makes you think to the day before the election.
There's like no one to share these things with, like when you think there's such a funny choice in porn. Mm-hmm. It's just like it's between you, your God, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, if you see another funny one like that, I will always welcome to see those.
Yeah, I love a funny porn. Yeah.
When you go for the storyline, you do sometimes get funny.
Yeah.
You sometimes get funny. True. Do you watch porn?
No.
That's great.
Thanks. No.
Boys Club you're not a part of.
Yeah. Oh, that is a boys. I don't watch porn. Yeah. I never have.
We've never started. What?
I can't believe we haven't talked about it. Yeah, no, I never started it. I never got into it.
It is one of those things, if you don't get into it like early, it's like, am I going to be a late bloomer? Like, am I going to be a late in life? Like, first time? It feels like the first opportunity.
It was so stressful to me. Like, I had a friend show me it when I was 14, my friend Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the fuck, boy? But, you know, he was just like, this is what I watch. And I was like, this is disgusting.
That feels weird that he showed it to you.
Well, it's very him.
Yeah. When you're a kid like that, I feel like, because I remember the first time I think I said this on the podcast the other day, actually, but the first time I saw it was also like a friend showed me in like ninth grade at like a party or something. Yeah. I don't know. Somebody, let's put it on the TV. Like, just like stupid shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's how you're introduced to it. And then you're a little digging guy.
Wait, so like you didn't know about like nakedness until you encountered it firsthand?
That's an interesting question.
I don't want you to like uncover a memory on this. That was not what I want.
But no. I feel like there's a lot of steps between porn and then
being naked.
Like there's other ways to learn about it.
Yeah, I didn't know all the. I mean, I feel like I learned a lot from movies. Like, yeah, there's a lot of sex in movies, and like there were things like girls always made me. I was like, okay, this is hot. Like, yeah, there's something about Adam and Lena's character and like their weird feral.
Yeah,
like, yeah. But the thing I jerk off to is music videos from the 70s.
I love that.
I really do. All the Bee Gees ones and the Rick James ones.
I love that.
Give It to Me Baby by Rick James is my go-to.
Sexy. Okay, I love that.
I think everyone should do that.
Yeah.
And it's like more of a subtle appeal, you know? I don't need to see all the bits and pieces.
Well, what I really love about that is that it's true. It's like leave something to the eye of the wanderer. Like let people like imagine.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to wear skinny pants anymore. Can you tell I'm trying to wear wider pants?
What does that have to do with porn?
I just don't want everyone to see every part of me.
Oh, I see. I was leaving.
Okay.
Yes,
wonder.
Rose. Wilted Rose. In college, my name was Kayak, and when I would get sad.
What? Wait, whoa.
My nickname was Kayak.
And how many people called you that?
Dude, like so many, like literally a ton. Like if you knew me back then, you would have called me Kayak. I was Coyote for a while. I was Kayak for a while.
Those are cool.
People call me CJ Helitan.
People call me Rose.
Oh, it's never too late to get a nickname, but it might be too embarrassing, but it's never too late.
So give me one.
Coyote and Kayak. Where did those come from?
Well, I picked them. And...
Oh, so I can pick and just
so you can
you.
Pick, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But when I would be sad, I would text my dad and say, "Wilted lilacs atop capsized kayaks," and that was like a poem almost. Wilted lilacs atop capsized kayaks.
And then
that's
he
what I felt.
Said, "Did you butt dial me?"
He's like, "You rock." You rock.
Oh, I love your dad.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
You should get him on the pod.
We should get him on the pod.
The thing is, he's not a good like. Yeah, no, I love him. I think he would struggle with the like. Frequent conversation.
We might have to prep more like interview style for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot of questions.
So when did you know
about you and your childhood?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, when you would smack your head against the wall.
Yeah.
As a baby.
I guess it's just like, well, you don't know any other baby. So you're like, this is just what babies do.
Well, they had knew at least one other baby at that point.
He was a savant. My older brother's a savant.
My brother is a savant as
older,
well.
Younger?
Older.
How much older?
13 years.
Oh, wow. Well, and lives where, remind me?
LA. Seattle.
Of course, I knew. I'm obsessed with the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is interesting. There's another boys club right there. I also thought I was obsessed with the Pacific Northwest. And then in August, I did a little bit of a road trip from the Redwoods to Crater Lake in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And that was amazing. But then when you go to the towns over there, it's like the Lord's forgotten cities.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like I went to Eureka, California. And then Weed, California, and Medford, Oregon. And I was like, what the fuck? It's crazy.
Wait, can you say more?
Sure.
So I have this thing where it's like, I do love New York so much. But then like in LA feels like it's like a million years behind us somehow. And like LA feels like it's the 70s. But then also I don't like, these cities where everything is new. Mm-hmm. There's something about New York that feels like it's struck this perfect balance between being like, it's old, it's new, no one, whatever. It's right. like perfect. Mm-hmm. New York's the perfect city. It's the best city in America. Mm-hmm. And actually the world.
The world, yeah.
Yeah.
Arguably.
New York first. And so, but like what you're saying is these left behind cities, but not in a way that feels vintage.
No. Just like
lost to time.
Like lost to time, unfunded. Oh, like we have people.
Not underfunded, unfunded.
Yeah. Unfunded. No, it's like deeply upsetting to see. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it. Like,
yeah,
it's
just, they just look like really desolate like towns out there.
Yes. And it just feels like everyone is on meth, which is very sad.
Yeah.
And
I thought you meant they were vintage.
No, I think that would be awesome.
And you were like, it's Winter's Bone. Get out.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't believe it. I was just kind of like, wait, what? I thought the BNW was like, supposed to, everyone was like, yeah, what's up? But it's actually like really Trump land, and like people are so sick, and like
crazy shit happened in Oregon a few years ago related to Trump, and I don't remember what it was, but I think it's like pretty conservative at certain parts for sure.
Very
definitely
very.
Outside any big city is pretty conservative in general.
I
was just talking to somebody a comic the other day who used to live in Portland. And I was like, did you like Portland? He was like, I always say I loved like the place. If I could take everybody out of there and just replace them with people that I like, it would be the perfect place to live. But like the people are so insufferable. Just like the worst type of people.
Yeah, I think Fred Armisen does it best.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of get it.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, is it like Portlandia? And he was like, yeah, the thing about Portlandia is like, oh, this is, they've made this funny, but you're living and you're like, well, it's not funny right now. Like, it's not funny when I'm actually dealing with these wackos. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's just like a lot of white people who are really like up their own ass about everything. He was like, I left my small town, the most liberal person there, and I got there and it was like I was a Republican. And it's like that, yeah, that feels like very much like it sums up the area.
That's so insane.
So I was in a fraternity with these two guys from Seattle, mm-hmm. and I was so fascinated by both of them because they had such a calm, emotional consistency to them that I was like, it was just very intriguing. One of them I really was like, it was so hot. Anyway, now they're married. And
to each other?
No.
That's what I thought. It was like Seattle on Seattle.
Wow.
No. One was what's the person that takes money? Treasurer. And he was so nice to me. He's like, it's okay that you don't go to Chapter to watch the Oscars. I'm like, thanks. He was like such a good man.
You skipped it to watch the Oscars. Who won?
I think he reminded me of my dad.
Oh,
I think that's what I'm realizing 12 years later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rose.
Go.
Come on.
We're on a
come on.
You're into dads?
Yeah. Kind of. Well,
how'd
I guess so.
How did you know that about each other? How did you know that?
No.
We said wow at the same time.
Oh. We're like loony.
I thought that was crazy. Guys like, had a moment in the back of a bar where Rose was like, I love dads. And you were like, I'll never forget that. And now you're connecting.
Yeah, but I guess on another. Yeah, I love dads as a concept. I think they're great. I think they're better when they stick around.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, I guess I mean, Brooks is 35. I'm 27, so maybe in that way I like an older man.
Yeah.
So.
Do you feel like he's just more mature?
Yeah.
That's
very
nice.
Very. And like grounded. Like knows what he likes, knows what he doesn't like. Is still open to the world.
Yeah.
And is just like very. No one can see my hand on the podcast, but I'm
very
making
steady.
A straight line.
Yeah.
You know, there was this tweet that was like.
Oh, God. Tell us.
I sent it to my whole family.
Preach from the choir.
And it was like romance. Like it's like, oh, it was like there is no honeymoon phase if you're a romantic. And or if like if romance is a virtue by which you live. Mm-hmm. And every day is that. And I was like, that's so real.
You sent this to your family group chat?
Yeah.
What did they say?
They liked it. Like they literally liked it.
That's good.
They liked.
I love that's the kind of stuff you're sending to your family group chat.
It's called Connor's Family. Yeah. If that's so nice the way you describe that he knows what he wants and
yeah.
Okay, I don't know if this is just like related to gay culture in particular, but like there is this thing with gay guy culture where it's like, hey, like are you gonna be like, do you need to go sew your gay odes? No problem, but like I'm not doing that. And I feel like that's a thing where it's like, would be like the opposite in some ways of knowing what you want. Because I feel like a lot of gay guys are like, do I want to be this or do I want to be that? Do I want to be naked on the dance floor at 4 a.m. or do I actually want to kind of teach a kid to throw a ball? Like, it's a very weird.
Yeah, what a spectrum.
Thing. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
That's what they mean when they say sexuality is a spectrum.
Yes. 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 It's which kind of gay guy do you want
to
be?
Yeah. Naked or teaching a kid to throw a ball.
Or teaching a kid to throw a ball. There's no in between.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why it's like, I'm not going to be a gay uncle. I just want to be one of the normal ones. I just want to be do normal uncle stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can be a gay man who is also a normal uncle.
Yeah. I feel like Gunkle is like, I'm going to teach you about drag. I'm going to take you to see Cyndi Lauper. Or like, I'm going to blah, blah, blah.
It's I
like,
would have loved a Gunkle. I would love a Gunkle.
Yeah. What if you have a gay nephew or niece who would want a Gunkle?
But like, I just wanna...
You don't have to refer to yourself as a Gunkle if that word is upsetting to you.
You can call yourself an uncle. You're
yeah.
allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's something about gunk all that like just really it sounds like you're throwing up phlegm.
Yeah, and it has the word gunk in yeah. it, which isn't great.
I feel like gunkle is like, I'm late for Thanksgiving and I douche in the bathroom. So stressful person.
The movie's about him.
Yeah, the movie's absolutely
The movie's about him.
Him
before you realize that there's nothing driving the story. Here's the thing. For there to be a story or a movie, there needs to be a want, Nico. And there's no want. And
his want is to reconnect with his family, even though he's freshly douched and the neighbor's over.
Wait, do you have nieces and nephews?
I have cousins that have children.
Oh, okay.
That have never addressed me, so I'm not sure.
Do you have nieces,
Mm-mm.
nephews?
Mm-mm. I'm the oldest, so.
Oh,
you would
so
be
we'll see.
Such That's a good thing. A good uncle. Yeah.
Thank yeah. you.
Wait, you're
I would love to be an uncle.
I'm an aunt. An auntie. I have two nephews. They call me Tozy.
Aww, oh, that's sweet. How old are they?
They seven.
But like elementary age.
Yes, elementary age. They're okay. Seven and four. Seven okay, and five, well, maybe?
Those are do they play soccer?
They did play soccer for a second, but my sister took them out of it.
Yeah.
So
why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Sometimes
I didn't
kids
like
aren't into
that.
It.
I feel like when you're a kid, you do have to kind of like try everything.
Yeah, you do have to do every sport. Yeah. I think they're doing swimming now, though. They're so
cute. Oh, my God.
It's crazy how many activities these freaking kids they have. Like, I'll talk to them, and they're like, I have ballet, and then I have gymnastics, and then I have after school, and then I have play, practice, all this
do
stuff.
Do the boys do ballet?
I'm sure some do, but I've not...
Wait, do you remember in The Notebook where she's like, I have dance lesson, tennis lesson, blah, 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 sometimes both. And he says, oh, I thought you were more free. What? I am free. You don't seem it. Well, I am.
Mm-hmm. You keep all of these lines and quotes in your head. It's amazing.
I love that movie.
I can't like remember what I did 1 hour ago.
But in my head, it doesn't feel like a quote. It's the feeling of seeing it for the first time.
Oh, God.
I love The Notebook.
My dad took me for my 10th birthday because he would try to do, there was this weird period where he tried to do individual things with us for our mm-hmm. birthdays that didn't really last. And because this was we saw this in like June. It's like my birthday was in April. Like, what were you doing? And he's like, mm-hmm. he was a substitute teacher and whatever. And so he takes me to see Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Oh. And I was like, you see, you're yawning even. I was like, yeah, I didn't want to see it either. He's like, I don't want to see this. And he's like, well, what do you want to see? And I said, The Notebook. And then he got me M&Ms, my own bag of M&Ms. And I saw The Notebook. And sometimes I'll still smell a perfume that I think someone was wearing in the theater that reminds me of it.
Wow.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Wow.
It's like yeah. influential.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what else? I bet you guys got an hour of your time back.
I know.
Harry Potter's going to be long.
I know.
You know, that one is great, though, because that's the one where...
That's the best one.
That's the one where Hermione punches Draco Malfoy, and that's an all-time epic.
It's...
You
yeah.
foul something, little cockroach!
It's the
Hermione,
one
where, don't! Yes. See, that's my version.
That sounded... That's an, who? I don't know which one that was.
Ron Weasley, right?
Yes,
that
yeah, was yeah.
It's not worth it.
Wait, it's... Oh, God, that was hot.
Northern British accent.
Wait,
do the accent, Nico.
The
be like say I want toast for breakfast or whatever.
Let's see, it's not worth it. I want toast for breakfast. Maybe
say my name,
Connor.
That was bad. Do it again.
Connor, it's not worth it.
It's no, say it hot.
It's
say
not worth it.
Connor.
Oh, holy shit.
My
Nico,
ringtone.
There's something there. I think you should start doing
thank
that.
Thank you.
I also have a theory that accents can't be gay. Gay is an American voice.
That is, you've said this before, and I do think it's a true theory.
What about Canadian?
True.
How do they talk?
Actually, no. I feel like
you're
Espanol.
Espanol.
In Espanol, they have a little bit of the.
No, wait, but they're all like that. So you think that they're all like that though? That accent. Period. Is that? Wait, are we gonna get in trouble for this?
No.
No, I am.
No, Rose, you cannot get canceled.
No, but I do think that like the gay voice that we know and love and what is coming to everyone's mind in their head is something that is for lack of a better word, American invention.
Hey, how are you doing? Pesta poppers. So nice to see you. Walking down the street, pesta poppers.
No, when you watch Drag Race UK, there's definitely... Finish the sentence for me.
Yeah, there is some gay voice in there.
You know?
Say it into the microphone.
I would not say that.
Can I say it?
I don't care.
Bag scent. They call it a bag scent.
Yeah. All right. Listeners, write in. If you are an international listener and you know someone with gay voice and you can get an audio recording, we would love
I bet you guys will love having me around because you get to just say the meanest things about gay voice. Thank God that I'm here. If I weren't here, it would be unacceptable.
Oh God. That's so funny.
Oh man.
Oh man. Okay, so The Notebook. How do we get we got way off of your topic of being a man with a steady wife.
Oh God,
in the middle of nowhere.
That was minutes ago.
Did you ever watch Farmer Wants a Wife?
Nope. But that sounds like exactly what I want.
Yeah. Okay, so that was like I don't know if it's still running, but Fox had like a dating show for at least a season or two that was called Farmer Wants a Wife. And it was four farmers and a bunch of city gals who were going out to the countryside to meet a farmer. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting about it was farming, like many jobs, but I think it's a specific type of job where like the upper echelon of farming is like, you know, the people that are making like Tyson chicken and they have a bazillion dollars, right?
Yeah.
And then the lower echelon is like you know, a farm that's like self-sustaining for its, and like, you know, maybe you're not making that much money, but you're like, it's like your small farm. Mm-hmm. So some of them were going to these like big farms where these guys were like really loaded, and some of them were like, bitch, you gotta get out here too. Like, you gotta get out in the mud. Help me out. So, and so those girls were not quite as excited about that part.
Yeah, I think that's not a good mix.
Yeah. So some of them were really hoping, I think, to just be like homesteaders. Mm-hmm. Less so. Anyway.
How do they cast that?
Farmer Wants a Wife.
Do they just like go to, is it like?
I bet they first go to the farmers.
Interesting.
Because I bet there's fewer farmers than women that would be interested to go on a dating show.
Oh.
Right. Especially, I think that's got to be like a trad wife type.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're like,
what cities are they from?
Bad ones.
I think we're going to go ahead and call those towns.
That makes sense.
It's less than cities. Oh, you mean the women?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they're just generally like city girls, you know, that are just like.
City girl.
You never.
Are they from like Tampa or something?
Probably Tampa.
Like
yeah.
They're like, I'm from the city.
Jacksonville.
Like, Jacksonville, God. Florida.
Ain't there something so hot? Like, we think we're so hot being in New York. But I just
know
feel like
we are.
Yeah. We are one guy pumping our gas in New Jersey who like looks at me the right way away from getting the fuck out of here. Like, we think we know so much. And I feel like that the guy pumping your gas, he's got stories.
Do you know the other state where they pump your gas?
Which one is that?
We talked about it earlier.
Wait, don't tell me. Florida? No, don't tell me.
Nope.
Please don't tell me.
We talked about it earlier.
Wisconsin?
Nope.
Mm. We did talk about that one, but think about me.
We've talked a lot of states, I guess.
We have. This has been a state episode. Election
Not
edition.
Oregon.
Election
yes.
edition.
Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
That's incredible.
This is our election coverage.
They have to. Yeah,
we're talking about every state.
Single state. Alaska.
Yeah.
It's like I drive up and I'm visiting home and I'm so flabbergasted and I'm flustered and I'm just like, I'm so tired of being here and I just want to go back to New York. And then I roll down my window and they're like, what do you want? And I'm like, I just want to figure out who I am. Okay, I just want one fucking day to go my way. And he's like, okay.
Dude, unleaded.
Premium. And I was like, oh, yes, premium.
Wait, I actually would talk about every single state right now. Let's do we have time for that?
Yeah. Okay, Alaska.
Right. Never been.
Never been.
All I know about it was... Or all I've been thinking about it was that I would just watch this. I did watch a commercial for a show called Homesteaders, where people are trying to live out like in Alaska, like,
oh,
and create a completely self-sufficient homestead.
Oh,
but they keep getting fucked up by like nature, and then it's these people cry and be like, "We were so close," and it's like, "Why are you trying to get off the grid so bad?" I mean, I get it, but also why? Okay, Arizona.
All I know about Alaska is that my brother went to WashU in St. Louis and Bristol Palin was hired to be their like big speaker, and they were spending a lot of money on it. And my
Bristol.
Brother led the charge for her not to be able to come to campus.
Well, it's kind of like, what did she do?
I don't know. That's kind of what they were like at the time. And I think that then she didn't actually get to come because my brother mm-hmm. was successful. Mm-hmm. And then she went on Dancing with the Stars. Scene. There and also, is. If you Google her, not baby daddy, that's not okay, right? But the daddy of her baby, there he does have nudes on
it's
the internet.
It's all about syntax. Yeah.
His name's Levi. And if you Google Levi naked, Bristol Palin, there are naked photos because I think he did Playgirl. Scene.
Oh, scene.
Great scene.
Okay, so that's that's one.
You know them in ABC order?
Alabama. Well, Alaska. We didn't do Alabama. My bad. Yeah. Alabama.
Never been. Reese Roll Witherspoon. Tide, that's all I know.
Go oh. Dogs.
Yeah.
Okay, this girl that I went to grade school with named Suzanne, keep it. She was like really wild in grade school, like the kind of girl that pierced, like, I mean, I know how you talk about the girl that like pierced her belly button and the.
Totally.
She inspired that for me. Uh-huh. Sure. She's very wild, but then she.
I was about to say she inspired that girl. I was like, well, let's know more.
Oh, no, that's like scary. That's more just like, I bet you won't do it. It's like, that's the scariest girl ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She like, but so she's very chaotic, but then she moved to Alabama and now she's an award winning interior designer and she's engaged.
Wow.
And,
go off.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She really did.
I met one Jewish girl from Alabama. She was from Birmingham, Alabama, and that broke my brain.
Yeah.
I was like, what? They don't, they as in me,
where did you
we,
meet her?
College, NYU. She went to NYU. She was from Birmingham, Alabama.
NYU is the real melting pot.
Yeah, ultimately, that's the
You got people
Island.
From Long Island. You got people from Birmingham.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I just couldn't believe it. It blew my mind.
Yeah. My brother's girlfriend's from Birmingham. Shout out.
Oh, shout out.
Wow. Yeah. She was on the news. She wow. saved two children and a mom from drowning when their car veered off the road.
Holy oh, shit.
Yeah.
How'd she do that? She jumped in?
She jumped in and pulled them out.
Shut the hell
I never
up.
Told you about that?
No.
They were driving from Atlanta to Savannah and for St. Patrick's Day.
Her, Your her, brother, too?
Well, my brother was in a different car, but I don't know, and not traveling together, but she was with some of her sorority sisters. And the car in front of them in this like kind of desolate road veered off and went into a like a little lake or body of pond or something, and so she like led the charge of her and her sorority sisters like jumping in after them and pulled out two children and her and the mom.
Oh wow!
And totally saved their lives. Like they would have for sure like drowned.
Yeah. Oh my god!
They were on the Today Show. They were on Kelly somebody's podcast. Kate Hudson or something.
Oh, go off. Okay, Kate.
She's yeah, yeah. Apparently she's in the space. She's in the podcast space like us. You know,
a coworker. If you were,
yeah, let's have her on. I mean, come on. We'd be the second biggest podcast she's ever.
That's
done.
Huge. I get a lot of TikToks about like what to do if your car falls into water.
Yeah.
Which I don't have a car.
Hope that there's sorority girls behind you. I guess.
Yeah. That's their biggest tip.
Literally.
You need something in the car to like break the windows. Like that's what they recommend. Is they're like, if you have this thing in the car, your chances of surviving are like 90%.
What is it, like a gun?
Like a crowbar or something.
No, it's like it's like those little metal things.
What
this
if it's
is,
like I'm
and this is sponsored
by little metal things.
Little metal things. No, but it's like a little metal thing that's like concentrated at the end. Like a little point, and then you
oh, like
the window,
like a spike kind of thing.
It. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You
yeah.
can't even breathe because you're underwater.
Well, the water hasn't gotten in yet.
Car. You can
oh
still breathe in the
my
car.
God!
Great thought, though.
But really the problem is that the pressure outside the car can start to make it so you couldn't open the door. So you have to alleviate that pressure by breaking the window.
Oh, Jesus!
And then the water will start coming in, but then you can get out.
This is why I don't drive. That's terrifying.
Fair. Yeah,
it's a horrible.
So
I mean, totally. Yeah.
I love driving.
Okay, so
Arizona.
That's
where my dad lives.
Yeah. Why are people? We talked about this last time. Maybe.
Oh,
why
yeah.
are men going there in droves to find themselves?
That's right. We did talk about this last time.
Because this is like where
that's
all
another boys' club.
Yeah, yeah. People going to Scottsdale.
Yes, that's where my dad is.
I feel like this girl that I lived with in college moved there because she had like an autoimmune problem and said the air was better for her.
That's also my dad.
Wow.
That's so funny. Yeah, it is better for
is
him.
It just like dry or
yeah, it's dry and like he
dry
as soon as
open
he comes here, he's like so allergic and like dying and coughing, and then he goes to Arizona, which I'm sorry Arizona, I fucking hate the state.
Yeah.
I hate it. I know it's gorgeous, but
yeah, and if you guys don't
so
go
hot.
Blue, I'm gonna be upset.
Really
I'm gonna be upset
off.
About that. Okay,
Meghan McCain, sorry. She's so crazy.
Keep it crazy. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas.
Bill Clinton, that's all I know.
Yeah, Bill Clinton.
Raven Gates from Bachelorette.
Pants from The Man in the Middle.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
The Little Rock 5, that was a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Historically speaking.
Great.
Yeah. I bet you didn't think I'd pull that reference.
How many electoral votes do they get? One? Two?
I don't know.
Next. Just kidding. Sorry, Arkansas. If we have any Arkansas listeners, thank you. Shout out. Arkansas...
Alabama, Alaska,
Arizona, Arkansas, California.
Too much.
Come on, California, whatever. Yeah, whatever.
I just got back from LA. It just reminded me that we're in the right place.
Yeah. You know? I know. Anytime you're there, it's like, there's a reason I don't want to come here. I would never see anybody or know anyone, no. I think. Isolation city.
Well, I feel like in LA.
Also, fuck the Dodgers.
Period. Fuck the Dodgers.
Go Yankees.
Yes.
I romanticized San Francisco in the 1970s so much, more like Harvey Milk era, and I think I really would have been an organizer at that time.
But it's not the same as it used to be. Now it's all tech.
Oh, yeah. It's so upsetting. That is another Pacific Northwest town where there is a complete split between like multi-million dollar houses that are owned by the creators of Slack and completely impoverished societies.
Yeah.
Seattle, if you want, sorry. Seattle is that?
No, San Francisco. But also Seattle.
Portland too, when I was there. It felt like there was like a really like a very sprawling and large homeless population, and they are like clearly not doing enough to alleviate, cuz the housing prices out there are insane.
Yeah.
But like Seattle, like or LA, do you feel like, since we all know who we are really clearly, do you think like we would really rock someone's world in LA because like we have such a clear sense of self?
Yeah, I think I have changed someone's life, and I haven't said this story. I had like a crazy situationship with a Trump supporter in LA.
Oh my God.
It was insane. I didn't know until the end. And
sometimes
then,
it doesn't come up on the first date. Not everyone is me.
It didn't come up until we went on a hike. And then he was like, he said something about Fauci. And I was like, wait, what? And then
how long
like,
were you with him?
Just like 3 days. I was only in LA for like a week, but it was just like this really passionate, like we met outside a club and then we just saw each other every single day, and I was like, this is amazing. And then he ended up being crazy.
Oh my God, imagine being at the top of a mountain with a guy who's denying Fauci.
Yeah, it was nuts. We were at the top of Topanga Mountain, and this was when I fully
like Boy
was
Meets
hearing.
World.
Yeah.
It's just like Boy Meets World.
What did you say?
So we were gonna go to a pizza place, which is crazy because I don't eat gluten and I don't eat dairy, but whatever. And then he like drove us there. We parked outside and he was like, all right, let's go. And I was like, no, I can't have dinner with you until we like talk about this. Like,
yeah.
I can't sit across. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And we had like a 3-hour discussion in the car about every single major talking point. And it was so hot. We had amazing sex after, and then I never spoke to him again.
Wow.
He was hot?
Yeah.
So you've actually made sacrifices for democracy.
I think so. I'm a patriot.
It's true. It's true.
That was unity. I was like, oh.
Did you change his mind on anything? Was he like...
He heard certain things. I don't know if I changed his mind on them.
Yeah.
But he was definitely like listening, and I was like, oh, this is actually amazing. Like, he wasn't like telling me I was a bitch or dumb or whatever. Like, he was genuinely interested. And I also think he was from Lincoln, Nebraska. And I was coming at him as like a Jewish person, which, you know, you meet someone from the Midwest who hasn't met a Jew, and they're like, you know what I mean? Especially because of, the way we're physically built, big tits. So, he was all ears.
What was his job?
Accounting.
Oh my God.
I can't say where, but it was at a nice studio, we'll say.
Oh. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He was a gaffer.
Connor just learned that term the other day.
Stop using it.
He was a gaffer. So that's California.
California, Connecticut?
A lot of people I went to college with are from little towns in Connecticut, and they seem rich.
There's so many people, a lot of rich people in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gilmore Girls.
Amazing.
Rory Gilmore, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like Connecticut's a sister state for me. You know, I grew up right across the Sound.
Yeah. Can you take a boat across there?
Yeah. The ferry.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Sure, Connecticut.
I never want to go to Connecticut. Can I be honest?
It's awesome.
Really?
Sometimes.
Oh, I want
to
go.
The only time I've been there is to drive through there to do some shows upstate, and every time it's like, oh, this place is one long freeway with exits.
Yes, yeah.
And so much traffic.
Yeah. Connecticut's kind of like a club. Like, you only go to a town if you know someone there.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bringer show.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
You don't need to go there otherwise.
I'm putting it in comedian terms. Like, it's a bringer show.
It's imagine like an open mic where everybody hates you.
No, fuck no.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
Thanks,
no, seriously, God bless. I was explaining to that somebody what that was the other day, and they were like, oh, that's odd. And I'm like, yeah, it is. It's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Delaware.
Next.
You know.
Pass.
When I was 11 years old in the summer, I was a part of a Three Little Baker dinner theater production of Bye Bye Birdie playing Randolph. And I got $15 a show. My dad drove
good for
me.
You. You got,
oh my God.
You saved that? You still got that?
I think we lost money in gas and like a lot of money in gas. And
no,
I
for sure.
Would take all my change and get a bunch of Pop-Tarts out of the vending machines because I was like a really big kid at the time who just like ate a lot.
Of course.
But then my You're other growing. Memories, I was yeah. growing.
Like, there's that eating disorder pipeline
kid.
Right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
That's
sorry.
Awesome.
I'm sorry to bring it up. And then I had this one line that I thought was inappropriate, but it was not. And it was, I'll go get my pea shooter. And that actually is a toy they had in the 50s. And I just thought it was a cock. So.
Yeah. So you said, I'm going to ad-lib this time, director. I'm going to go get my cock. And they're like, whoa, Randolph. What are you talking about?
Back it up.
You knew my name
I'm putting
Randolph.
It in my own words.
You knew my name was
you
Randolph?
Just said you said it was it. Randolph.
You do not have a processing disorder. You are all processing order. Order, order, order.
That's true. Nico, do you have anything?
You're a great
are
listener.
You, are you sick?
I'm transgender.
Sometimes you're mad at me. No, you're very neurotypical.
Well, I mean, that remains to be seen. Is transgenderism a neuroatypicality? Is that even a word? I don't know.
For the purpose of this podcast, let's do a no.
I mean, yeah, I don't think I have any like learning disabilities or anything like that. And I don't.
Totally.
And I think I generally intellectually process things probably typically, but I don't know. I've never been tested for anything, but I don't think so.
That's great. Like, yeah. I can't imagine that.
I definitely have like some number dyslexia. Like, I'll swap numbers around sometimes.
I wonder if that's a stigmatism.
But I feel like that's also just, like, a lot of people do that, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Nothing that's ever really gotten in my way.
What's a stigmatism?
That's when your eyes are, like, something weird with your eyes.
The only reason I know that is because when I was a kid, I used to say that I would flip the notes in sheet music, and then my optometrist was like, that's a stigmatism. Mm. So now I always think light dyslexia is a stigmatism.
It could be. It could be. Okay, so
I'm just picturing you persevering with Canon and D, and you're like, at your recital.
Yeah.
You were such an artistic child.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
Evanston. What is that? Is there an E1?
No, there's no state that starts with E.
Evanston?
That's a state. Delaware, Florida.
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 Too much.
If you don't go blue, I'm going to be upset, and it should. It just should.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I one time went to Fort Lauderdale with my family and we stayed at the W Hotel and I was like such an alcoholic at the time and it was like totally hard because I couldn't drink the whole time and I was like going through some sort of withdrawal but I was like with my family.
Hmm.
And that's the end of the story.
And you were pretty pleasant on that trip?
I don't know. Dad, was I pleasant on that trip?
That's such a good question. That's crazy.
Is it?
That sounds like what you do in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
is withdraw from alcohol.
Yeah. You are not alone. Let me say that. You are not alone.
That's what everyone else is doing.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like Florida obviously should go blue for so many reasons, but it's like they have so many big cities: Tampa, Orlando, Miami, Jacksonville.
Yeah, but when you think about Miami, like who are the dudes that you know that moved to Miami? Like these are business guys. Like,
yeah, but there's also like so. I mean, the reality for the South in general is that there's so many disenfranchised voters that if they were all able to vote, encouraged to vote, and like felt inclined to vote, it wouldn't be that much of a problem. I mean, certain states might still go red, but like it shouldn't.
Have your parents talked about Georgia?
Yeah, fingers crossed. I mean, Savannah and Atlanta went blue last time. Georgia went blue last time. So fingers crossed. And it's the same thing. If those states, I mean, Savannah has a higher black population than white, so it should go blue. And same thing with Atlanta. So we'll see.
We hope.
We will see.
We hope and we pray.
Well, speaking of, Georgia's our next state. Shout out.
Yeah,
my home state.
Georgia.
Georgia.
I don't think I've ever been to Georgia.
Ray Charles.
What?
I don't think I've ever been to
Georgia. Oh my God, we have to go.
You're inviting me to
your
home.
You can come anytime. Yeah, please.
Aww.
You're inviting me to your home.
Well, we can't go to Savannah. I mean, we could go to Savannah, but not for free. But we could go to Atlanta for free. I mean, somewhere to stay for free.
Okay, let's go to Atlanta.
Yeah. We could do that. Georgia's great.
Dunwoody, Decatur.
Those are all places. Lots of great peaches.
Indigo Girls.
Vampire Diaries was filmed there.
A lot of movies are filmed there. A lot of the rap scene has come out of Atlanta.
Yeah. Walking Dead, I think.
Coca-Cola Corporate.
The Georgia Aquarium.
Whoa.
Yeah, really nice Georgia Aquarium. Okay, so Georgia, that's good. Hawaii?
What? Complicated.
Complicated. Should it be a state or should it be its own territory?
My dad only applied to two colleges. One is the one he went to that was up the road, and then the other one was University of Hawaii at Manoa because he wanted to be a pineapple farmer because he was just like didn't see a lot of the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He couldn't be more up the road or literally 8 hours away by plane.
Yeah.
That's the next place I want to volunteer for farming is Hawaii. On a pineapple farm.
That would be sick.
Cool. I've just never worked with tropical fruit before.
Yeah,
and,
that's
like, that'd
so
be
cool.
Amazing.
Did you do it before?
Yeah, Denmark.
Yes, we do. Do they?
I guess they're pineapple trees. No, palm trees.
I think they're pineapple trees.
But what a heavy tree that would be! Pineapples are so heavy.
So heavy.
Or do they grow out of the ground?
Oh fuck!
God,
fruits are on trees.
See, this is why I want to go. So we need.
This is what we need to know.
Mm-hmm. I guess fruits are on trees.
Okay, Hawaii, Idaho.
Gorgeous. Carole King lives there.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Boise.
Yeah.
I've never been to Idaho.
Did you guys ever read, was it called? Educated?
No.
Oh,
it was a memoir.
No, I haven't.
So good. Definitely recommend anybody listening. It's called Educated. Forget who, Tara Westover, I think, wrote it.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And it's all about her growing up in Idaho in this to a family of like sort of radical right wing.
Are they Mormon?
Conservative Mormon sect, basically. Mm-hmm. But like even for that church, like very like her dad. Well, I think her dad ultimately was probably like bipolar or something and like had something going on. And mm-hmm. then so really crazy life story, but really interesting and really well written. She went to Yale. So
go off.
Why does Carole King live there?
I think, well, Carole King's just like that type. She's that girl.
She's that
like
grew
peaceful.
She's so peaceful. She grew up in Brooklyn and developed her whole career here, had like an amazing 70s 80s in the spotlight, maybe mm-hmm. even longer than that, and then I think she was just like, all right, I'm gonna go chill.
Yeah.
And
also it's supposed to be very beautiful, good skiing there.
Mountains.
When I was
very
a kid,
desolate.
Remember people would be like, am I Idaho or do Utah? And it's just like, say what you mean, like it's like not interesting to me. I'm sorry.
Okay, Illinois. Is that Illinois?
Yeah,
Illinois is next.
Chicago.
Obviously, I lived there for a while. I was in love one time with a man there who, when I met him, he was just a man, and now he's an improviser. So I saved him or broke him, I don't know.
Sounds like he broke him.
He's no longer a man. He's
an just
improviser.
An improviser. When
amazing.
You shed the man and you become the improviser.
Yeah. He's suffering.
Illinois is great. Chicago's great.
That's about it.
That's about
I have
it.
Nothing to say
freezing.
There, but I'm never going to return.
Freezing.
I think it's best to not return.
Yeah.
When I leave a place, I'm not going back. I'm never returning. I will not go back to North Carolina. I will not go back to Illinois. Mm-hmm. I just won't return.
I was just over by the Grand Bar by your old apartment, and I couldn't even imagine you there.
I won't return.
Yeah.
I won't return. And it wasn't like that. It like obviously had a lot of joy there, but like mm-hmm. I also a lot of like sadness. Mm-hmm. And I think that like the passage of time is inherently a sad thing because it's like a loss. There's loss.
Sure. Yeah.
So like I can't return.
I do think New York comedy should take Chicago comedy as warning, you know, because that was the height. Chicago was the height of the comedy scene. And now it does feel like New York is the height of the comedy scene in a way.
Yeah.
But the higher they rise.
Where would it be next?
I mean,
I don't know. I hope not.
I don't know where else it could go. I mean, LA simply.
Maybe Cleveland.
Maybe.
You think so?
Kind of.
Why is this?
I think small cities like Cleveland and Detroit, not that they're small, but like cities that are affordable to artists, I think they're going to blow up.
Chicago.
Maybe
is
Philly.
That's in the...
Yeah.
Oh,
Philly, duh.
It's yeah,
Philly.
Just because it's closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's Philly.
I just feel like, yeah, I mean, because New York's getting expensive, but I at this point, LA has no... I mean, for live comedy, LA has no chance. And
Period. Say it again.
Sorry, they just have no chance. I mean, just by the fact that they're so... you can't get that many spots there. Like, they'll never be able to compete with New York because they just won't get the same practice. It's just mm-hmm. impossible.
So you're saying that if we moved to Philly and opened up a comedy club, that would be a fulfilling existence, perhaps?
I don't think it would, because then we'd be small business owners in Philadelphia. Yeah, and that would be a bit different than the life we're living right now.
And then we'd have to, love the Eagles.
I also... Yeah, sorry, Connor. Sorry.
Oh, I don't care about that.
We'll get to Pennsylvania in a bit. Okay, Iowa. Don't know anything about it. Caitlin
I lived
Clark.
There for I've six there. Weeks.
What?
Oh, right. Martin O'Malley for president campaign.
I lived in Urbandale, Iowa, next to a high.
Why is Iowa such a big deal for the presidential election?
The
it no longer is.
Or whatever? Yeah.
So before there was a caucus, and it was the beginning, and to win the Iowa caucus would be a big momentum boost, and both momentum and media coverage and also funding. So it was but it's kind of problematic because it's just a very white one tone thing.
Yeah.
So it was I remember at the time people were Illinois, if you were really being what would be the best representative of America, I don't know if that's still true, representation, it would be Illinois. Would
be I always got frustrated because there would be the Iowa caucus and other things before primaries were happening in Georgia or wherever I was voting. So it's by the time I was able to vote, some of the candidates had left the ballot because they had gotten knocked out in the earlier in the primary process, which I was why aren't we all voting on this at the same time?
Totally.
Why, when it gets to me, it's Joe Biden's the only one left.
I know.
So true.
You know?
Yeah.
And Martin O'Malley, I will say he ultimately did. When did he drop out? The night of the caucus. Yes, I was there. Actually, I relapsed. I had two beers that night. It was a big, not a huge relapse because it wasn't that long since the last one, but I did at the end of it.
But you know, if you know, Martin O'Malley's out for president, shit's hitting the fan. Have a beer.
Yeah.
Okay. Iowa. What's after Iowa?
Indiana. Is that right?
I think Indiana comes before Iowa, technically. But
oh shit.
But sorry, we skipped you.
That became an improviser was from Indiana.
Right.
Oh.
Because my dad always calls
next.
Indiana blank.
Next. Yeah. Sorry, Indiana. Indiana. And then what comes next? Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Ohio, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine.
I'm so not bored.
Rose, will you come back next week?
I will just have to say that we are about to be out of time because I have to go to work. Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine. Anything stand out there?
Maine, great. Lobster. I think if you just do hot seat round, just one word.
In New Orleans, I fell in love.
Okay, great. Louisiana, done. Kansas?
Not Wizard of Oz.
Jayhawk Rock? Okay,
I got followed by a cop in Kansas with my mom.
Followed?
Oh. Yeah, followed. He followed us to a gas station, but then he peeled off.
Oh.
Weird.
That was it.
Okay. Well, if you're out there, fuck Kansas. Sorry, never mind. Not fuck Kansas. Fuck the cop. Okay. Kansas, Kentucky, meh.
Math.
Jennifer Lawrence.
That's where the Cincinnati airport's in Kentucky.
Oh, weird.
In case you were wondering.
Oh,
yes, because there's
that
thing.
Is weird.
Yes, because when I was there, I walked under this bridge to go to an aquarium.
Yeah. Louisiana, Maine, Maryland.
I lived there for a summer.
Your favorite accent.
Fun flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maryland.
I saw the Amy Winehouse documentary there. I relapsed there.
All the new.
I relapsed in Maryland.
Okay, the next segment is where did Connor relapse? All the news. New Hampshire, New Mexico, New York. Am I missing one?
Skip New Jersey.
New Jersey, boo. Whatever. Okay, sorry, New Jersey.
They're all great.
What comes after LMNO?
Ohio.
Oregon, Ohio.
Okay, we already touched.
We did Oregon a lot.
Yeah.
Cleveland. I took a nice trip there with my dad when I was a child.
A nice
trip with my dad.
Oh, I thought you said an egg trip.
No.
I was that sounds fun.
He took us on a baseball road trip to see as many baseball games as possible.
And they're still gay. Despite his best efforts. Yeah. Despite
really,
his
yeah,
best,
put everything
most
in.
Boring
it was
efforts.
The longest trip ever. And you were just in the car for so much of it. It was so sweet that he did that.
Watching Lizzie McGuire.
I don't know, but one time we got to the motel and they because we were supposed to have, but there wasn't room at the end, so we had to go to another one. But my dad was like, I made a reservation. And then the next morning he made us go back for the continental breakfast that he said he was promised.
That's so funny. And you were like, they were like, get those Apple Jacks, boys. Get these on the road. All right. So then New Mexico, we did all those. Oregon.
Pennsylvania.
We talked about that.
Yeah, you're from Pennsylvania.
Was there another P?
No.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona,
Kentucky, California.
Palau. That's different. Palau, yeah. You sound like you're doing Rhode Island. Jewish prayer right now.
It's Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Oh. Small, beautiful little state.
Yeah, except for Providence.
It's a really transformative experience in Rhode Island.
Providence.
But I won't say that I relapsed per se, but I did find
in
Rhode Island to be
more.
In a sense, though, do you feel like that actually was a relapse? If you were to really think about it, that did feel like a relapse.
That feels like what should be the capital of New England is Rhode Island. You know what I mean? Mystic Pizza.
Is that movie there?
I think so.
Could you imagine if you had had my location and you opened it up and I was in like,
Providence?
Would you have been mad?
No. I would have been like, why are you there?
Do
you want me to be mad?
No, I don't want anyone to be mad. Wait, that's crazy. Do I? Maybe I want you to be mad because then you would prove me right that everyone's a hater.
Oh my God. I can't. Rhode Island helped you find this.
Wow.
That's amazing.
The smallest state in the union helping you find this. Yeah. Okay. Rhode Island and then Vermont.
There's so many. The next state is a V?
QRS. Is there an S? I don't think.
South Dakota,
Utah. South Carolina. My bad.
North Carolina.
Utah. I skipped so many. Utah.
Yeah, the South ones, they're all South.
South.
That's great.
South of something.
Awesome.
Great job.
Nebraska.
We skipped Nebraska and North Dakota and North Carolina. We skipped so many states.
It's almost
they're
just like
many.
So tainted.
Like 50.
Okay, so we did a really good job with the first half of the alphabet, and I think the second half we've done less. But I think,
The second half is confusing.
That was our electoral map coverage.
Well, what are the
we forgot Michigan.
Michigan, Fox.
Minnesota.
And Minnesota. We got all the M's.
Virginia.
Wow,
Virginia.
We forgot. So we skipped.
Utah.
I was like, Wyoming's next, right?
Yeah. Oh, Wyoming. How could I forget? Virginia's where I had my life-altering shrooms trip, which is actually what I thought I was coming on the podcast for. Because last time, remember the last podcast? We were like,
fuck. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll just have to
wait,
back.
Wait, you want to come back?
And we promise we'll do the shrooms trip next time.
Wait, yeah, please.
I feel like you actually like coming here.
I love coming here.
We love having you.
And now
love
we just did
you.
An election special. I
and
think
now
that's
we yes, and it'll be tomorrow is election day. If you haven't voted, fucking vote, please. For Kamala. Yeah, I think that would be great so that we don't have a dictator once again.
Yeah. Who will be worse this time?
Yes, who is just deteriorating at an alarming rate, even for him. Rose, is there anything? Thank you for being on the podcast again. Thank you for coming back.
Thanks for having
anything
me.
Anything you wanna plug or tag your socials again or anything?
If you're listening to this before November 13th, come to my show that's on for New York Comedy Festival. It's called Don't Stop, I'm About to Jazz. It's a great time. It's at the Bell House.
Hell yeah.
November 13th at 7.
That's awesome.
I think
that's the perfect time.
That's a great time.
Thank you.
It's a great show. It's so fun. There is a jazz accompaniment with the comedians. It's very fun. The Bell House is a great venue. Don't miss it. That's us playing
just
the trombone.
Like
wah,
yeah.
Wah.
Did I do good on it?
Yeah, you did. That was I thought that was amazing. Actually.
Yeah.
Well, wah. I'm gay.
I'm gay. So, and then if you're listening, I will be in DC this weekend after the election of Against All Odds. I will be there for comedy. And then
no way.
New York Comedy Festival next week. Yes, I booked this so long ago and I was like, oh fuck, I guess that'll be after the election and here we are. So
whoop.
Come hell or high water, I will be there.
Taylor Swift is resuming her tour right then too. So
well,
maybe it's like
you know, I guess she and I are just kind of on the same page. And if I can sell as many tickets as her, I will be a rich, rich man. All right, we'll get out of here and smooch. 1, 2, 3. What's up, boys at home? Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Boys Club. Connor, where can they find you on Instagram?
At Connor Janda, C-O-N-O-R. Janda is panda with a J.
And you can follow me at Nico Carney, N-I-C-O-C-A-R-N-E-Y. You can follow us both at Boys Club Comedy on Instagram. And we have a live show.
Our live show is at Club Coming, typically on the last Friday of the month. And it is always the two of us and some of our favorite funny people. And we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, often people from the podcast. So come check those out. If you live in New York, we'd love to see you there. Bye, boys.
Bye, boys.